Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, As-salatu was-salamu ala rasulihil kareem. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. A'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Him only do we praise and his name do we glorify. We give thanks to him for the boons and favors he has bestowed upon us. And for all our needs we rely solely upon him. For whomsoever Allah guides, none can mislead. And whomsoever goes astray, there is no guidance for him. And we seek his forgiveness from the mistakes of our deeds and actions. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sparing us this day and for sparing our lives today. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us the opportunity to witness another year in our lives, the beginning of another month, the new month, the month of Muharram. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to continue showering his blessings on the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, his family, and all believers until the end of time. Brothers and sisters, there are a couple of hadith that tells us about the behavior of, or how we should behave towards one another. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself." Another one says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The servant does not reach the reality of faith until he loves for the people what he loves for himself of goodness." And then another hadith says, which is related to the topic that I have chosen, "Whoever loves to be delivered from the hellfire and enter the paradise should die with faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day, and should treat the people the way he would love to be treated." These prophetic traditions lay down a significant principle for the behavior of people towards one another. As for Muslims, a true Islamic community is built upon love and compassion between its members. And this can only arise when the barriers to brotherhood are removed. And these barriers can come from divisions based on race, ethnicity, color, and economic status. Other barriers that contribute to division between Muslims are diseases of the heart. We should not hold any hatred for Muslims in our hearts. It is a very sad thing to imagine that communities become polarized through following different scholars, and even within like-minded communities, there are differences and quarreling. When we deal with Muslims in the community, we should deal with them in the best possible manner. One of the ways to do this is to choose the best words in our conversations. Good words minimize disputes and confrontations. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa qulu lin-nasi husanan," and speak kindly to people. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another ayah of the Quran, he says, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa qulu qawlan sadida," and say that which is right. A behavior that we should be watchful of is arrogance. Arrogance means having or showing an exaggerated opinion of one's own importance, merit, and ability, while looking down upon others and looking at oneself as better than others. And there is another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he says, "No one has the weight of a seed of arrogance in his heart will enter paradise." Isn't it unfortunate that arrogance is rampant even among Muslims today in the form of racism and ethnic pride? As Muslims, we need to be humble. And to be able to live by the ahadith that was quoted, as Muslims, we should not be jealous of other Muslims. A jealous person does not like to see others happy, successful, and prosperous. One must realize that being jealous of others is actually being displeased with Allah for His bounties upon that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His infinite wisdom, bestows upon who He wills what He wills. We have to be able to deal with the situation by being grateful for what He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has given us, and being patient on what He has not been given to us. It is not blameworthy for one to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him what He has been given or what He has given to another person. But it is blameworthy to wish for it to be taken away from that person. According to prophetic traditions, there are only two cases or two categories of people that could be envied. In one tradition it says, "There is no envy but in two cases: a man whom Allah has given this book," meaning the Quran, "and he stands to recite it by day and night, and a man whom Allah has given wealth and he spends it in charity by day and night." And in another tradition it says, "There is no envy but in two cases: a man whom Allah has given wealth and he spends it rightly, and a man whom Allah has given wisdom and he acts according to it and teaches with it." And the scholars have said that wisdom in this case refers to knowledge of the Quran and the Sunnah. So it is from the blessings of Islam that we have been attained, that we have attained whatever good that exists within ourselves. Thus, we should wish the same for our Muslim brothers and sisters. In fact, we should wish for them to be better than us, just as parents love their children and wish their children to be better than themselves. At the same time, brothers and sisters, we should be constantly striving for our own self-improvement. It is not enough to merely wish for something which is good for other Muslims, while we ourselves are deficient and not striving to be better Muslims ourselves. One important concept that is emphasized from the teachings of the Hadith about cultivating love for fellow Muslims is brotherhood. There are many Muslims in the world today, but unfortunately, many of them, if not most, are weak in faith, except those whom Allah has bestowed His mercy upon. And many of these weak Muslims commit sins regularly and violate the principles of Islam. However, it is not appropriate to disassociate ourselves from them. This will be counterproductive. In fact, even people with the minimum level of iman should be regarded as brothers in Islam. If they were to commit sins, we should love them. We should love for them to leave these sinful acts. We should love them and care for them the way we love ourselves, so they are guided towards the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways to do this is by giving them nasiha, by giving them sincere advice to the Muslims, include guiding them to what is best for them in this life and the hereafter. teaching them about the religion of and other things that they may be ignorant about, helping them in times of need, providing what is beneficial for them, encouraging them with kindness and sincerity to do good and to forbid them from doing evil. When we advise others, we should do it in a good way based on our love for them and not to seek personal interests. When advising others, it is better to clearly mention that we are advising them because we love them, and we love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we care for them. If an advice is specific to an individual, it should be done in private so as to avoid offending the person. We also have to be merciful towards other Muslims. Showing mercy and respect to each other is among the many noble teachings of our deen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "He is not one of us who does not show mercy to our young ones and respect our elderly." We should also be aware of the prophetic statement where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Whoever harms others, Allah will harm him. Whoever is harsh with others, Allah will be harsh with him." In fact, we are taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam even to remove harmful things from the path of the Muslims. One of the first manifestations of piety after iman is to have kindness, sympathy and mercy towards others. According to a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in which he said, "He who is deprived of kindness is deprived of good. And whoever relieves a believer from one of his hardships of this world, Allah will relieve him from one of the hardships of the Day of Judgment. And whoever eases a difficulty or a difficult circumstance for the believer, Allah will make it easy for him in this life and the hereafter. And whoever covers a believer, Allah will cover him in this life and in the hereafter. Allah is at the assistance of the slave of his, so long as the slave is at the assistance of his brother." Brothers and sisters, the frequent recitation of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before reciting a surah of the Quran or before starting to do something is also a reminder for us Muslims to embody the divine values of love, mercy and compassion within ourselves. The pious believers before us had the right attitude. They loved doing good things to others, not for worldly gain or praises, but for the sake of pleasing their Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This notion is beautifully reflected in the Quran, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of the true believers when he says, "We only feed you for the sake of Allah. We do not desire from you any reward or thanks." So, my dear brothers and sisters, cultivating love with our Muslim brothers and sisters, it also calls for mutual consultation within the Muslim community. In describing some of the characteristics of believers, Allah says in the Quran, "And those who respond to their Lord, pray regularly, conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, and spend out of what we have provided them." This Islamic way of life requires that the principle of consultation should be used in every collective affair, big or small. If it is a domestic affair, the husband and wife should act by mutual consultation. And when the children have grown up, they should also be consulted. If it is a matter concerning the whole family, the opinion of every adult member should be solicited. If it concerns a tribe or a fraternity or the population of a city, and it is not possible to consult all the people, the decisions should be taken by the local council or committee, which should comprise the trustworthy representatives of the concerned people. The hadith, that is the topic of today's discussion, can be practiced at many different levels and different ways. And through practicing this beautiful ahadith, the seeds of love and brotherhood can be implanted within our community, while we will be protecting ourselves from contempt, pride, suspicion, selfishness, and other evils. When we show someone that we understand them, we bring instant comforting relief and peace to that person. This should be all the more within believers themselves. Brothers and sisters, we have entered into a new year. A new year has dawned upon us with new norms, with new challenges. How long will these challenges stay with us? It is only by Allah's permission, and only Allah can change it. Let us reflect within ourselves as how we can bring harmony, how we can bring love, mercy, and compassion into our community and the wider community at large. How we can relate to our Muslim brothers and sisters, irregardless of color, creed, race, ethnicity, and other factors that come into play in this matter. We look around, and there is so much hate, racism that is taking place in the communities in which we live. We as believers, we as Muslims, must stand up collectively for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to stand against racism, to stand against injustice, to stand against inequality. And in doing so, inshallah, we will be making our community a better place, a better environment, not only for us Muslims, but for those that live around us, to demonstrate the noble character of our leader Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us to be fair and just. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to that which is best and grant unity to us and to the Muslim Ummah. May Allah bless each one of us with a desire to love for our brothers and sisters in faith and humanity what we love for ourselves. And may He bless us with physical, mental, and spiritual health and sound hearts. May He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protect us from this virus, this COVID-19, may He cause us to be safe, and may He allow us to protect our loved ones and those we care for. And may He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive those members of our families and our communities who have gone to the great beyond. Forgive their souls and have mercy on their souls, and to allow their souls to be raised among the righteous in the company of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to receive their book of deeds in the right hand in front of them on the day of Yawmul Qiyamah. And may He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant unto those who are sick in their homes or in the hospitals, grant unto them shifa, grant unto them a healing. And may He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep them in that state, in a state of iman. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim, wa nafana wa yati wa zikri al-Hakim, innahu ta'ala jawadun karimun malikum barur rawufur rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina may yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya la wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasul innallaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabiy يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من صلى وصام اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد بعدد من قعد وقام وصل على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى عباد الله الصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم اغفر لي ولوالدي ولأستاذي والجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك مجيب الدعوات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولا ذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأزو وجل وتم وحم وأكبر